We mentioned this a little bit earlier. Dana Altman, and we mentioned it in a different context. In a more Bill Walton context. But Dana Altman won his 700th game as college basketball coach last night. So it was his 290th at Oregon. He's 290-116, 714 winning percentage at Oregon. Wow. He won 327 at Creighton. And I got to say, if you would have told me 10 years ago when Dane Altman left here and took that job at Oregon, that there is a chance that we remember Dana Altman more as the Oregon coach, like nationally, that people remember Dana Altman more as the Oregon coach than they do as the Creighton coach, I would have been very shocked by that. But that includes two things. Number one, he's had overwhelmingly awesome success at Oregon. He's been fantastic. I mean, 714 win percentage.
Yeah.
And also what Mac's done here. When their transition to the Big East, I don't think that I would consider Greg McDermott like the person who built Creighton basketball. I would consider that to be Dane Altman, just for my lifetime, with respect to the people before him as well. But, when people think about Creighton basketball now, they think about Greg McDermott. and for that hire at the time, it kind of felt like, all right, well, you know, we'll see how this goes. It's going to be tough to live up to Dana, but we'll see how this goes.
Mac has not made us long for the days of Dana Altman. Had some fun times with him. Thank you for your service. But, I think most Jays fans pretty happy with what you got.
It's two different ways. It's obviously worked out for both sides. How many wins did I say at Oregon? 290 now. If he coaches two more years there, he's going to have more wins at Oregon than he did at Creighton. In a shorter amount of time, too.
Nike U. Hard to not have success there.
I was looking down the list of active winningest coaches.
I feel like there can't be a ton of coaches with 700.
So you go, Coach K has 1,178. Boeheim has 987.
How many times has that guy retired?
I
feel like 10 years ago, he said...
Is he on a retirement tour right now?
I don't know.
Kind of feels like it. I don't know.
I feel like there's been two times where he said, I'm going to step away at the end of the year, and then he just didn't.
And let's see here. Coach John Calipari is at 742. Bill Self's at 729. Rick Barnes is at 727. So was that five? And it appears just at the division, at the Division I level, Dana Altman's next. So from what I see, sixth winningest coach, active.
Extremely underrated coach, then, I would say.
For sure. And they have him at the Wikipedia page is an update. They have him at 690, but he wouldn't have moved up on the list. The next guy to have to pass would be Rick Barnes, who's still at Tennessee. Good email in from Tom. Emails in Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Listening to 1620 The Zone all day, every day at work. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is a good email. Good job.
Yeah, that's it. And that was it. I listen all day, every day. Wow.
Need more emails like that one.
Thanks, Dad. You've been a great addition to the daily lineup. When you first started, you were kicking around names for your show, and it got me thinking, oh, yeah, this is where I'm really locked in. I haven't read the rest of this yet, but I read that first line, and I really enjoyed it. I'm an older dude, 57, so you probably weren't around for this TV show that ran from 76 to 79. but it was called What's Happening?
Yeah.
Kids growing up in what's name Roger, Dwayne. I kept thinking about this show and the name of your show, and it came together. Like I said, probably not a big hit with your age demographic, but older. I mean, like, but older guys like me think it'd be pretty damn funny. I mean, you can either get the joke or not. It still makes sense. For the record, at this point, we're a little in too deep to change the name of the show. We've done some branding and some imaging, and once we decided to hit that go button on the Connor Happer show, is pretty much a done deal at that point.
I'm familiar with What's Happening. Rerun. Hey, hey, hey.
We could have made a pun about the last name for sure. Mm-hmm. We could have done something with that. It was a missed opportunity by us, and I'm fully willing to admit that.
You're so defeatist on, well, you know, the name is the name. No. Reboots are very popular. At any given moment, if we feel the need to inject some new energy into the show, we can reboot it.
Hmm. Does it have to be like a certain amount of time, though, before you can call it a reboot? And it just doesn't seem new?
In today's day and age, no.
Okay.
No, I think we could reboot this thing on Monday and people would go, oh, okay, yeah. No, it was time for a reboot. Yeah. I'm nostalgic for that show.
Yeah, it felt like it was time. There's no fatigue on the Connor Happer show quite yet. But yeah. All right, so we'll keep that in our back pocket. Maybe a year down the line, we come on one day and we say, what's happening, everybody? What's happening with Hap? What's the Haps? Yeah. Could have gone with the pun. Just decided not to. All right, 402-951-1620. Appreciate the email in there. Into the Equitable Bank inbox from Tom. Also, we got a Royals promotion story in. From Jacob in the inbox. Not playing game on the field, but when I was a kid, I wanted that drawing at the Royals game to be the Omaha Royals game to be the PA guy for an inning. 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah, they do the kids PA thing?
Yeah. It's good. It's a good win. Oh, my friend also reminded me, the same friend that was in, John, he was in the corn versus steak versus beer race. I believe he ended up winning. He was steak.
With the aid of performance-enhancing drugs. Yes, we've been over that.
He reminded me that I once did the Dizzy Bat Race. I was once selected for the Dizzy Bat Race.
Wow, what a charmed life you've led.
And I was one of very few people who went to the Omaha Royals games on a relative consistent basis at Rosenblatt. There's a couple good stories in there. We'll bump into them at some point.
You learn where you need to be and at what time to get picked for those things.
Yeah. We'll bump into a couple of those stories at some point during the show. But I forgot that I did the Dizzy Bat Race. And if I remember correctly, I was chosen for the Dizzy Bat Race. And I get dizzy quickly. And so you have to spin around 10 times.
Yeah, I don't spin.
And then I think the deal is you have to like swing the bat and then, or maybe just, you know, put it down and run somewhere and then run back. That's the gig. I spun around 8 times and fell over.
You were how old at this point?
I don't know. Probably too old.
Were you of legal drinking age?
No, I was not.
Okay. And sometimes you get somebody who's like 22.
Under the influence at all.
They think they can pound like 6 beers, and then they get called for the Dizzy Bat Race and end up blowing chunks in the...
I may have been all jacked up on Mountain Dew, but that was it.
Come at you like a spider monkey.
All right, NFL games this weekend.
Yeah, we got to make some picks.
Here's my one that I'm gonna go against the grain on. I think the Raiders are hot. I think there's a little bit of the sense of... we've arrived with this Bengals team that could go one of two ways. Either they make a nice deep run and they really have arrived, or they get bounced in the first round by a hot team. So I've seen this line moving from in between kind of five and it's 5.5, went down to 5. It's kind of, you know, fluctuated there all week. That's a scary number. That's what people refer to as the Vegas zone. And I think the Raiders can win this game outright. They're feeling really good about themselves. There's obviously something, you know, at least sort of special going on with this team right now. And it's not like they've beaten scrubs to get to this spot. I wouldn't have had them as a playoff team after they got thrashed by the Chiefs like a month ago. But then they've had close wins in 4 straight games. Browns, Broncos, Colts, and Chargers.
They have won 6 of their 10 games on the final play.
Mm-hmm.
That's 60%.
They were beaten by the Bengals in Vegas in what, October, late October, November, somewhere around there. 32-13.
Over-under's 48.5. That feels criminally low.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So that might be something to keep an eye on there. That's my one I could definitely see the Raiders. And I'm picking it. Like, you know, I'm not just going to be like, oh, I could see that. No. I'm not afraid to make a fool out of myself.
This isn't
Raiders just, money line.
This isn't just you trying to suck up to Shane.
Oh, yeah, he's a Raiders guy. I just learned this today.
Okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. Raiders. I don't know that Ray. He didn't seem all that confident when I briefly crossed paths with Shane this morning.
But. Shane likes to talk his noise after.
Oh, I like that.
After.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You went on a limb, so I will go on a limb as well.
Okay.
I don't think it's as big a limb as you.
Is it the Niners?
No. I think I don't want to say Dallas is for real. Because I've been burned before.
We're on the same page there, though. I like Dallas.
But yeah, I think they've got enough to beat the Niners. I will pick the Patriots over the Bills, and it's not because you don't bet against Bill Belichick in January. It's not because I think Mac Jones is so good. It's just because the Bills have been so mediocre against good football teams this year.
Gosh,
they're like
they've been a tough one to figure out.
Or 3-3 against teams 500 or better. Like, I just don't trust them.
They've been a tough team to figure out. They have the most baffling loss on the entire NFL schedule this entire year in their weird 9-6 loss against the Jags. I mean, seriously, I can't think of a weirder result in recent NFL history.
Yeah.
This is a team that's supposed to go to the AFC Championship game, and they lost to one of the worst teams that we've seen in recent memory.
And not only that, but you couldn't score against them.
Right.
Like, you lose a shootout to the Jags. Okay, whatever, fine.
By the way, the Jags wins this year. Who was their third win? Did they beat the Texans once? Because they beat the Colts and the Bills.
They beat one playoff team. They beat almost another playoff
team. They knocked another team out of the playoffs.
Yeah, knocked another team out of the playoffs. Their third win is against, loading, Miami in London. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
back
okay.
When Miami was a dumpster fire.
Yeah, that's the okay, we're definitely firing Brian Flores game.
Wow, that is such a weird 3 wins. I didn't even really thought about that until now. Odd. I do not see eye to eye with you on the Bills thing, though. I think the Patriots are the more fraudulent team out of the two, if that's what we're trying to pinpoint here.
Yeah.
I think they've made a lot of their hay on beating some rough teams. And then, of course, they had what seemed like a pretty good win against the Bills, but it was the weird Monday night game where nobody could accomplish anything because it was...
Yeah, you got to throw that out.
70-mile-an-hour wins.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to throw that game out.
And then I'm basically chalk everywhere else.
I've got a ton of chalk. I like a lot of the matchups. I think they could create some good games, but I don't see a lot of upset potential.
The Bucs are interesting because I don't completely trust them because of their injury situation.
Mm-hmm. Agree, but I
don't,
think they're still better than Philly.
I think they're better than Philly. That's it. Like, I just, even without those guys, I think they're better than Philly. And I don't, the Eagles don't strike me as this team who could like jump up and beat a top one or two tier team in the NFL. They strike me as a, we're here because we won enough.
Seven teams had to be here, and, right. and we're here. It could be a lot like Washington, Tampa Bay in the wild card weekend last year.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
oh, this was Hold a on. Sneaky competitive game. Didn't see that coming, but then the Bucs win.
Yeah. We're both on the Cowboys against yep. the Niners.
Yep, I got the Cowboys.
I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I saw this game December 26th. Then it
happened already.
Yeah.
It was 39-10, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, something like that. And yeah. I think it'll be very similar.
I think so, too. The Steelers seem like one of the weirdest playoff teams in recent memory. I know they're 9 like their record won't show it. They're 9-7-1. Like it looks like a halfway decent team on paper.
Yeah.
But they're bad.
There's a lot of sports shows doing are they the worst team in NFL play? I don't think they're really all that close to that, but they're not going to compete this weekend.
I don't see it. Now, you can maybe, you know, rally the troops. Hey, man, you know, one last ride with Ben, and if things go right. But it's got to be – you got to be going probably pretty deep into the third quarter before you get even really worried for them.
Yeah, I mean, T.J. Watt's got to have 3 sacks.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has to have that 2-turnover game.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a math game.
Mm-hmm.
Can you score 21? Maybe. Can you score 28? I'm not so sure.
Not 5 yards at a time.
Because the Chiefs are scoring 30.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you know, pretty much lock it in. Chiefs are scoring 30.
Maybe that Steelers defense holds them to 21-24, but then you still got to score 4 touchdowns.
This is the one that I feel least. I say if we're doing confidence picks here, this is my number. This is my number 6. Cardinals Rams on Monday, which we'll talk about. But
yeah, could go.
It could really go either way.
Yeah, which Cardinals team's going to show up? Which Matthew Stafford's going to show up?
Yeah. If you're asking me what I feel best about against the spread, it's Kansas City. With 12.5.
Yeah.
Dallas is probably next.
Although this just in, Edwards-Helaire out on Sunday for Kansas City.
Clyde. We did get a tweet in from an Eagles fan who said, "You make me sad with your Eagles slander. Time to send old man Brady home early."
No, I would enjoy that.
Oh, I would love to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not Philly?
Why not us? Hashtag why not. Just like, by the way, we kind of glazed over that one. Do you remember when Casey Thompson committed a week ago and he put out his Twitter graphic and he said that in one of them, it said that he was the leading touchdown passer in the big IX, which is not 12 in Roman numerals.
The big 9.
The big 9. And then his hashtag that he used was hashtag why not, which isn't the most ringing endorsement.
Yeah, neither of those are.
I got a kick out of it, though. It's like, well, why not? Nebraska, why not?
Well, I remember the guys in the afternoon were running with that for a couple of days. It's even on the dry erase board next to us here. Hashtag why not.
Why not?
Hashtag why not.
Why not?
Usually it's school.
Usually it's like, why not us?
Uh-huh.
Why not?
But yeah, this feels a lot like, why not? They asked. Sure. Had to go somewhere.
Yeah. It's a bit questionable. So we know we have NFL games on the docket for this weekend, but what else will we be watching on TV? We'll find out from Josh as we round things out next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.